This is Norma Whitcomb with A Window for Women, God's Word and Norma's Notes. The Wealth of God's Word, Part 4, Studying the Bible. An ignorant Christian is an embarrassment to God. There is no legitimate reason that we should be one. A likely response might be, "But I can't fit Bible study in my day." Let's inventory our day. Television? Unnecessary phone calls? Novels and magazines? Even the newspaper? Hobbies and crafts? Sports? Facebook? And so forth. Here is a practical solution. Place your Bible on top of any item that takes priority over Bible study. Oh, ouch! Most of us like variety. Ask your Christian bookstore clerk to help you find a book that leads into various study methods. I did a word study on grace that I put in transparent protector sheets in a notebook. It became a valuable volume as I went to the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. A concordance was a great help, as was a commentary. Other resources, such as poems, songs, quotations, short excerpts, and sermon notes were added, and of course, my personal Bible study notes. It was proved to be a valuable resource for many occasions. As we investigate a word in its many passages, our hearts are blessed. We can go deeper by developing our word study into a theme study. As we do so, it gets more challenging, more exciting, more edifying, and more informational. Let's remember that our goal in any type of study is to be personally molded into God's image by His message, not merely to gain intellectual knowledge. The object of the theme studies is to piece together a body of Bible teaching so parts do not remain in isolation. For example, the theme of God would lead us to the Trinity. The study of the nature of man would link us to a study of sin. This leads into a breakdown of man's fall, depravity, original sin, the nature of sin itself, guilt, and punishment. From these studies, we are enthusiastically led to the person and work of Christ, which can be divided and subdivided into themes: His divinity, His sonship, His incarnation, His humanity, and so on. A study of the work of Christ ought to flow into the atonement. That theme, in turn, would direct us into associated ideas: grace, repentance, faith, forgiveness, justification, regeneration, conversion, adoption, assurance, sanctification. Does that not challenge us with the inexhaustible nature of God's Word? If we take it one step at a time, it will not overwhelm us. Rather, we will have a wealth of material to describe our newfound relationship to God and His Word. This is a compilation of thoughts and quotes from John B. Job, editor, InterVarsity Press, number 68. Why do we spend time in personal Bible study? We go to church on Sundays and Sunday school, and we listen to radio preachers. Isn't that enough? No. 1,000 times no. As profitable as they are, something is lacking: that personal, heart-to-heart relationship with our Lord. For He knows our frame, Psalm 103:14. That does not mean our skin and bone structure. He knows our inner person with all our needs. Our Father knows us intimately, and He yearns that we probe the depths of His Word so we can know Him in like manner. May we be extremely earnest and tirelessly diligent in our study of the Holy Scriptures so that we are consistently growing in our relationship with God. May the Holy Spirit prepare us to carry the salvation message to others. Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. A story is told of a woman who said, "I thought God put me on this earth to accomplish a certain number of things. At the rate I'm going, I will never die." Since we cannot do everything, prioritize is the word that stands out in my mind as to this point. Remember, be diligent to present yourself approved of God. 2 Timothy 2:15. Dear Lord, ever deeper will we go. Amen and amen.